Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does giving a speech in public terrify you? Tell me, would you like to learn how to relax and really enjoy public speaking, if that's possible? Have you ever wanted to know how to prepare a speech, how to get ready, how to prepare? Can you imagine doing a painless, no-sweat presentation? Tell me, do you know how to answer questions from the audience after you're done giving your speech? When was the last time you heard about someone who loves public speaking and wants to share this joy with you? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo. He has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce him, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I'm pleased to announce today that this show being broadcast live is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 150,000 listeners. Now, let me tell you about my guest today. He is an internationally known professional speaker and the president of LJ Seminars of Wilmington, North Carolina. He is the leading authority on the topic of public speaking and presentation skills. This coach specializes in helping people make better presentations. His workshops, seminars, keynotes, and private coaching provide practical techniques that help people succeed. This expert is an accomplished public speaker and provides people with techniques for personal and professional growth. He can help you become a more effective presenter. His best-selling books, Dynamic Presentation Skills for the Business Professional, and his latest, No Sweat Presentations, The Painless Way to Successful Speaking, along with his other publications, audio tapes and videotapes, have helped thousands of the people in 107-day, 8 countries become better presenters. His latest national best-selling book, 10 Days to More Confident Public Speaking, was released in July 2001. It is in its 9th printing. His articles appear in magazines as presentations, training, successful meetings. I am so pleased to welcome back to our show again one of our Successimo coaches, Lenny Lukowski. Hi, Lenny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you back. I was so excited, and we've all been anticipating the launch of your book. I love the title. Tell my listeners how long this book took for you to write and came to fruition.
Well, it's funny. Many people are always hoping to someday get a book deal, and they have seminars and workshops, and I've been fortunate for the last two books to be approached by major publishers to write the books. And although predominantly I'm a speaker, I do write as part of my business. And typically when they ask you to write a book, you're asked to create the manuscript in probably an 8 to 10 week time frame.
Right.
For those that don't like to write, that's a very short period of time. And so I essentially had, I was asked in March of this year, actually, we negotiated January, February, that's in March of this year, to write this new book, Painless Presentations, and I essentially had the book written inside of a month and a half, and you go through the usual process of editing and stuff like that and getting ready, and it's out in the bookstores, came out in October, so I'm thrilled that it happens very quickly. Sometimes it takes a lot longer depending on the publisher, but with John Wiley, who's the publisher, a major publisher, they have it down to a science, so they did get this book out to the people very quickly, and I'm thrilled about that.
Oh, it's wonderful. And it's called Painless Presentations, the Proven Stress-Free Way to Successful Public Speaking. And in this book, you deal with seven aspects of speaking. Briefly, could you just touch upon those seven aspects? And then if people want to know more about it, they'll have to buy your book. What is the first aspect of public speaking?
Sure. Aspect number one is the speaker. Regardless of any presentation that you're involved with, it's a short one, a long one, talk to a small audience or a large audience, the most critical aspect, one of the ones, aspect number one, is the speaker, you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're asked to give a presentation, and we may not have been the initial person scheduled to give that presentation. We were the backup person because something else happened. But in any case, the first aspect is the speaker themselves. That's you, the speaker.
Okay.
Aspect number two, presentations fail because the message is not clear to the audience. Sometimes it's not even clear to the presenter. How many of you have ever sat in a presentation and you said at the end of the presentation, I still don't know what the message is?
I've been on the giving and receiving end of that question.
And so I always talk when I work with people, I coach people, I said the first thing you need to decide is what's the message I want my audience to walk away with, and then build your presentation around that message.
Okay.
And then after your presentation, if they don't get the same message that you intended, again, it didn't work, so you need to go back and refine. So aspect number two is a critical aspect you need to decide before you start building your presentation.
Okay. Preparation.
So aspect number three is the audience. Who are you giving this presentation to? Is it a small group? Is it a large group? I speak to groups as small as one. I might be speaking to a client across and negotiating some contract or some work.
Uh-huh.
Or I might be speaking to a group of 10, 15,000 people in a large civic center type format. So the audience is a critical part of your presentation. And professional speakers like myself, we feed off of audiences the energy. And any of us who have ever given a presentation to an audience that seems to be sleeping or half dead, we know what feeling that has on us as a presenter. We just can't get into the presentation. On the flip side, we speak to an audience that's energetic and exciting. They're on the edge of the seats. That has a whole different feeling to us. So it needs to play a part in your presentation. So the more you know about your audience before your presentation, the better position you are to better tailor that or even customize your presentation for that audience.
Right, and Lenny, those magical moments are so wonderful, and right now we're going to have a magical moment from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Lenny Lukowski.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes. when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with one of my favorite guests, Lenny Lukowski. I'm thrilled to have him back on the show again. Lenny, before we go on with the seven aspects of public speaking, could you share your website information and where to get your book with my audience?
Sure. My website, my company name is LJL Seminars, so my website is www.ljlseminars.com.
Okay.
That's www.ljlseminars.com. I have a link on the very front page as you enter the website. There are several links to where you can get my new book. It's in all major bookstores. It's available in an e-book format for your iPhone and all a variety of formats. So I provide you links to all the major bookstores, so you can just click on that link and take you right there.
Oh, wonderful. And Lenny's website's fantastic, and I hope that everyone listening will rush out today and order his book, because it's something, if you have any public speaking in your future, you need to read this book. Okay, we talked about speaker, message, and audience. Tell me, Lenny, what's the fourth aspect?
The fourth aspect, one other thing I just want to mention about audiences, because I speak internationally, one of the things I always like to mention to people is when you understand your audience, understand that if you are one that might travel and speak in different parts of the world, take the time to understand the different cultures in different parts of the world.
Okay.
How you communicate might be different to different parts of the world versus others. There might be a language barrier. Your nonverbal communication becomes very important. So keep that in mind when you travel. Learn as much as you can about their culture and the audience you're dealing with. So not just whether how many men or how many women are there, but what are some of the backgrounds? Because that could influence how you deliver your presentation.
Well, that's good advice, and you know, I'm going to take you up at that advice, because I've been contracted to take my show on two cruise ships this year, so I will be traveling and speaking to people in Europe and Spain and the Canary Islands, so I will definitely consult with you before I take off on my travels.
Absolutely. It's critical that you do that, and so the more you know about them and their how they approach you and receive information, the better off you are. This then segues very nicely to the next aspect. Aspect number four is the channel. The channel is what I'm talking about, is the way how you communicate during your presentation. We communicate not only on a verbal level, but on a nonverbal level.
Okay.
The tones of our voice, our gestures, our nonverbal communication. How many of you, at the end of the day, your significant other comes home at the end of the day and you ask them, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, and you can just tell by the way they said okay, the expression on their face, their mannerism, whether they had a good day or bad day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Women are much better at reading nonverbal communication than men are. And it's just apparently are much better at reading nonverbal communication better than others. And
yeah.
maybe that's why they understand the babies better and the kids better and stuff like that. And but you think about that, where how many times we have communication with a significant other or somebody we know, and there are no words exchanged, but you can nonverbally communicate your feelings many times. It could be a blink of an eye or a micro expression or whatever. So when I talk about channel, I talk about the different channels that you use during when you communicate your message. So we communicate our message verbally, but we also have to be consistent with our nonverbal communication, that our nonverbal communication, such as our gestures, facial expressions, body movement, match what we say. So we have to be consistent with that.
Okay.
So that's important. So that's aspect number four. Aspect number five is feedback. And feedback is that process that you need to keep in mind when you're giving a presentation. You need to be feeding off of this nonverbal communication with how the audience is perceiving you. If you're speaking to an audience and half the people in the audience are falling asleep, that's probably a good sign that you're not keeping their attention. Forget the fact it might be late in the day. But sometimes they might be fidgety because the temperature in the room might be too hot, or they don't understand what you're saying, or you're just not communicating effectively and clearly enough. So you need to use that feedback and make some adjustments in your presentation. So as a presenter, if you're one that stands there and stares at the screen and stares at your slide, never has a visual contact with your audience, you're not really giving the best presentation that you can. So you need to use this feedback process.
Now, when you're doing that, when you're doing that, should you try to engage the audience with questions and try to have a two-way thing going on while you're giving the speech?
Absolutely. During all my presentations, whether it's a keynote or workshop, you always should have, and I encourage people to have interaction and engage your audience with not just sitting there and listening.
Yeah,
nothing worse than to sit through a presentation and not have to say anything. So you have to engage your audience, and by asking questions, or even if you can even throw out a rhetorical question, at least get them to think about what you're saying. But if you can engage them, that's much better. Keep in mind that that will have an effect on how you time manage your presentation. But people, even if it's a workshop or seminar, they automatically love it better if they are participating in the seminar as opposed to sitting there 8 hours and listening to a lecture. You don't want to lecture the people. You want to engage them.
Okay. And speaking of time, now, it's very important to stick to the time schedule so that people aren't looking at their watches, isn't it?
Oh, that's so true. Nothing worse than going overtime. And they always say, you know, what's the most important part of a presentation? You know, is it starting in time or ending in time? And I always say ending in time is the most important part. You might be the last thing between them and lunch. So you end on time. And, you know, and if you end early, nobody's ever going to come up and say, hey, by the way, you owe me 5 more minutes. You were supposed to end at 12:30 and you didn't.
However,
if you go late, they will come back and say, hey, you got me late to my appointment. Because other people might have other agendas that are there. So ending on time is very important. So part of your preparation and presentation practice is to find out how long does it actually take you to do your presentation.
You need to time it. And all of this advice is in your book. And, you know, I myself will be ordering your book today because knowing that I'm going to be doing public speaking on these cruise ships has got me kind of terrified. So I'm going to order your book and get some tips. You know, public speaking is so much different than radio because radio, you have your notes. And public speaking, you pretty much have to do eye contact all the time, don't you?
Yeah, you do, but when I run into people when I travel or run into people at the airport, they always ask me if I was to give them one piece of advice, what should they do? And I always give them the same answer. It's learn to have a conversation.
Okay.
There's no such thing as performance mode or presentation mode. Just learn to have a conversation. So when you're giving a presentation, just learn to have a conversation between you and the audience. So if you approach your presentation with a conversational style, conversational language, and even conversational visual aids, it becomes a lot easier. We know how to have a conversation every day. As soon as we put ourselves in performance mode, kicks in and all the other problems. So learn to have a conversation. We know how to do that every day. We're doing that right now.
Yeah, that's such great advice. And then you can relax and enjoy your presentation. Right now, we're going to hear a message about your host, and we'll be right back with Lenny Lukowski.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with our guest, Lenny Lukowski, the author of No Sweat, Painless Presentations, the Proven Stress-Free Way to Successful Public Speaking. Lenny, I am so pleased to share this information with our listeners. Now, we've talked about the first five aspects, and what's number six?
Number six is noise. When I talk about noise, I talk about two types of noise. The first type of noise is external noise. Many of us, when we probably experience giving a presentation, sometimes we experience different types of external noise. It can be things such as the temperature in the room, people making noise, they're talking out in the hallway, the seating arrangement. These are types of external noise that can really affect your presentation.
Okay.
So external noise is something you need to try to minimize and control as much as you can. Professional speakers go to great pains to make sure that they eliminate external noise whenever you can.
Okay.
The one type, and things such as external noise can be the temperature in the room and stuff like that. And you have different types of external noise you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
As most of us know for sure, when we think about noise, the biggest noise that bothers most of us is the internal noise. We think of it as stage fright, speech anxiety, whatever you call it will determine how you deal with it. If you call it stage fright, you're going to approach it as if it's stage fright. If you think of it as speech excitement, I get excited when I have to get up in front. You'll approach it a lot differently. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay,
so,
okay.
This book goes into a lot of detail about speaking anxiety and how to improve it and stuff like that. And just my last suggestion of just learning to have a conversation will help you tremendously in trying to reduce some of this anxiety, because we're no longer have our heads in performance mode. We're in conversational mode. So speaking anxiety, that's the worst type of the noise. So you have the external noise, the internal noise, but it's the internal noise that gets us the worst.
And then on that conversation note, the reality is you would not memorize a conversation, so you really don't need to memorize a speech. You just need to have key words to work off. Don't you agree?
That's correct. The worst thing to do is memorize a presentation, because it's not a matter of are you going to forget. It's a matter of when. So don't memorize anything. So just have a conversation. And if you make a mistake, just kind of go on. What was they saying? Okay, and don't be afraid to, don't try to be perfect. Speakers that try to be too mechanical and they look too scripted.
So boring.
And the last aspect is the setting, what I call the setting. The setting might be the room that you're speaking in, the auditorium that you're speaking in. So as a speaker, as a presenter, you need to control the setting as much as you can. So there can be little things like how do I get there? Do I know how long it's going to take me to get there? If you're going to be speaking somewhere on a Monday and you travel and you fly, I'm going to just do a dry run with my car on a Sunday and say it takes me 20 minutes. What you forgot to take into consideration is Monday morning traffic and you know, how much longer is it going to take you to get there. And these are things that can add to your anxiety. So first, not to get there, are you going to have to make any special requirements to get inside there? But once you are physically at the setting you're going to speak at, walk around the room, get a feeling for the room, get a feeling for what it's going to be like on stage. If you can't have that done ahead of time, ask for the meeting plan or somebody else to send you a diagram or a sketch or something in advance that you know as much about the setting as you can. But more importantly, maybe tell them how you want that room set up. I send out diagrams how I want things set up. But one thing can't be guaranteed, 8 out of 10 times I go there and it's not set up the way I asked it to. So you need to get there early enough so you can make some adjustments and changes if you need to, if you need to do that. Because at the end of the day, the audience is not going to know or not even going to care who set the room because they're going to be looking at you. And if you are in a situation where you cannot change the setting because things are fixed, then you need to adapt to the setting. So by going there early and seeing what the setting is, you can make some adjustments in your delivery and your presentation. So the more you know about the setting, the better.
Oh, that's such good advice because I know when I give PowerPoint presentations, instead of standing at a lectern, I like to sit on a stool on the stage, and sitting just relaxes me and it creates an ambiance that I enjoy and I know the audience does too. That is terrific advice. And Lenny, I just hope that your book just goes through the roof with sales. I'm going to order mine today, and I hope all my listeners do the same. And we're hoping that you can come back again. I would love to do a show with you on impromptu or extemporaneous speaking. I think that would be wonderful. I hope you can come back soon.
I'd love to do that, and I just want to offer for your listeners that do decide to purchase a copy of the book. Send me an email, let me know that you do that, and I will send you a link to download some additional free articles and free tips and stuff like that.
I will get to that later today. For my listeners, all my shows are live, and you can catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amuse, amaze, and astonish you. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out our Successimo program, go to their website, www.successimo.com. Look it over and sign on without any financial obligations. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. So for now, my dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Lenny Lukowski. His book is a must-read for anyone who anticipates public speaking. This book would make a great gift for anyone who's in school or considering going into the media. Thank you again, Lenny. And this is January Jones thanking my listeners today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity, as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.